The Karen, quiet hands, closed mouth. The one who sets things right and never needs you to see her do it. Today you notice more than you say. A spice jar filed under the wrong letter, a shared doc edited out of order, the towel folded lengthwise when it should be in thirds, you clock it, and you say nothing yet. You wait for the kitchen to empty, the tab to close, the room to still, and then you set it right with your own two hands, asking for no witness and no thanks. This is the High Priestess's oldest trick. Knowledge held quietly is still power. You aren't fixing things to prove a point, you're fixing them because someone has to keep the world's small order, and tonight it's you. Let the correction be its own reward. The piece you're protecting is real, even if no one ever clocks that you're the one keeping it. What may cross your path? A dishwasher, a filing cabinet, or a shared spreadsheet may be waiting for your particular kind of silence. You may catch yourself rehanging a coat, recapping a marker, or nudging a crooked frame the second the room empties. Someone's half-finished task, a return label, an unsent email, a mislabeled folder, could ask to be quietly completed by you. A wrong date on tomorrow's invite might get corrected before anyone clocks it was ever off. Fix what needs fixing, but let the fixing be enough. You don't need the credit, only the correction. Your mantra, I mend what I know, and I let that be enough.